This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel is pounding targets in the southern Gaza Strip Saturday, intensifying a renewed offensive after a week-long truce with Hamas and giving rise to renewed concerns about civilian casualties. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Gaza's health ministry says hundreds of Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed Friday morning, even as the United States urged ally Israel to do everything possible to protect civilians. Israel's attacks Saturday focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military dropped leaflets warning residents to leave just the day before. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Israeli military said it also carried out strikes in the north and that more than 400 targets in Gaza have been hit since fighting resumed 2 days ago. Saturday's violence came a day after Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave killed 184 people, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Speaking in Israel Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the six-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas came to an end because Hamas reneged on its commitments, carrying out attacks on Jerusalem. But Blinken added Israel had begun to take steps to reduce Palestinian casualties in its fight against Hamas.
I made clear that after the pause, it was imperative that Israel put in place clear protections for civilians and for sustaining humanitarian assistance going forward. And as we've seen just today, Israel's already moved out on parts of that, including sending out information, making it clear where people could be in safe areas in Gaza.
Blinken also said the U.S. remains committed to getting the remaining hostages home and ensuring the conflict does not escalate in the region. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby Friday called on U.S. Congress to act swiftly to provide aid to Ukraine before the end of the month, after which it will become difficult to provide Ukraine with assistance it needs. This is VOA News. Finland closed its entire 1,340-kilometer-long border with Russia this week, accusing Moscow of sending asylum seekers across the frontier in a hybrid attack in retaliation for Finland's decision to join NATO. Russia denies the accusation. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more.
Around the world, there are those who seek to slow or stop our progress. Leaders who deny climate science, delay climate action, and spread misinformation. In the face of their resistance, and in the context of this moment, we must do more.
That, of course, was not Henry Ridgewell. I apologize. Here now is that Henry Ridgewell report.
More than 900 asylum seekers from countries including Kenya, Morocco, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen entered Finland from Russia in November, according to the Finnish Border Guard. Previously, the rate was less than one per day. On Thursday, the remaining Raja Giuseppe crossing inside the Arctic Circle was also closed, sealing off the entire border. Russia is trying to weaponize migration, says analyst Charlie Salonius-Pasternak, an expert in Finnish security.
There are interviews saying that some of these people have been given an option, either go to the front in Ukraine or be driven up to the Arctic Circle or further north, and then be forced to buy a bicycle and try to get across.
Finland says the border will remain closed for at least 2 weeks. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
For only the sixth time in its 234-year history, the U.S. House of Representatives has expelled one of its members. VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman in Washington says enough of the majority Republicans joined Democrats Friday to oust George Santos, a freshman Republican from the state of New York.
The House Ethics Committee recently issued a report finding there was substantial evidence that Santos broke the law. Federal investigators have charged Santos with fraud, money laundering, stealing campaign donors' identities, falsifying campaign finance reports, and more. Santos has pleaded not guilty to all of the 23 federal charges he is facing. He came under intense scrutiny and ridicule after it was revealed he had embellished his education, career, and family background. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.